fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 10th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory all your ammunition, your magazines, and your gun parts. If you don't know what gun parts you need, check with a certified gunsmith. The things go bad on modern firearms are springs, extractors, and firing pins. I say again, springs, extractors, and firing pins. Relatively cheap right now. Wouldn't it be a shame if your $800 or your $2,000 or your $12,000 rifle became an expensive doorstop because you neglected to buy a $1 spring? That's a possibility. So the time to do that is now while you can. All right, we have patient Lenny Green with my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer and many other things. He wears many hats over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. I am the executive vice president. And we're going to be talking about what's going on at beautiful Bourbon, Missouri on All Route 66. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. Well, Brady, I'm running a sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters, $50 off a Valentine's sale. Valentine's Day sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters, $50 off. That goes until midnight the 14th. An opportunity to save a little bit of money and get the highest quality wood-burning appliance. Right, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. Chill. Thank you for it.
Well, mine's been going continuously now for about 2 months, keeping my home warm and cozy, saving me a bunch of money. In fact, I need to call the propane company and let them know to take me off the automatic refill, because if they show up now, they wouldn't have very many gallons of propane to pump into the tank, because the Liberated Rocket Heater has kept the propane furnace from kicking on. And that's the whole goal, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, it's certainly one of them. I mean, I just got a call last week from a guy that was telling me, you know, he got it early in the winter, and he basically he's gone through about 2 cords of wood this winter, and it cost him $100 because he was getting scrap cutoffs from I think it was a furniture maker down the road from him, or vinyl siding, or I don't know, some people processing wood. But he basically went up and said, hey, what do y'all do with your cutoffs? And they were like, oh, well, we don't pay money to send them to the dump. And he was like, how about I give you $100 and you drop them off at my house? And it's pretty much what he's been running.
Outstanding. Well, Brady, I had a young man, son of my pastor here for about an hour Sunday afternoon to help me with some technical things, you know, because 14-year-olds know things that guys my age don't have a clue about. So he diagnosed the electronics very quickly, and I said, come outside, I want to show you something. So I walked out into the yard, and I said, look at that chimney. And he says, yeah, and I'm looking at it. And I said, what do you not see? And he had this look on his face, and I said, what you're not seeing is smoke. You just walked past my Liberator rocket heater as going full blast, keeping the home warm and toasty, burning wood pellets, and there's no smoke. And he had this puzzled look on his face, very bright young man, by the way. And I said, the Liberator rocket heater has a 99.5% efficiency rating as rated by a government agency. That would be the EPA, no friend of mine, but the EPA does some things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't sure what to think about that. His family heats their home with a wood-burning stove, and there's lots of smoke. And I said, young man, that smoke is energy. That smoke is mm-hmm. unused energy going up into the atmosphere, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, so one of the crazy things, too, that sort of, blows my mind is that because when I was in the military and, like, on the submarines, carbon monoxide inside the submarine would actually get scooped up and reburned, but it took a lot of power. The Liberator actually does that once it's sort of up to temperature and properly equalized and everything. Generally takes about, 45 minutes to about an hour 15 in most situations. But it's all right there in the test. You look at the data of what's actually coming out of the exhaust pipe, and after generally somewhere around in the tune of about an hour, give or take 15 minutes, you stop seeing carbon monoxide because it's hot enough that it's actually being burnt as fuel. It's being properly burnt, every last ounce of that. That's, not just wood. That's just, like a normal byproduct of burning wood that is being burnt itself as another fuel. It is so efficient. It still kind of blows my mind.
Rosie, I didn't buy a copy because I had no need for it, but I saw a book that was published with full color photographs of all the different trucks and vehicles in Germany during World War II that were running off smoke from charcoal. Mm-hmm. And the Volkswagens had relatively small little charcoal burner about the size of a small Weber kettle, not the big one, but the small one. And the trucks and tractors had big ones, sometimes the size of a 55-gallon drum, to generate the smoke to run the vehicles. So this is knowledge that smoke is energy has been around for a really long time, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's the exact process is sort of it's a pyrolysis, right? The wood comes down, it vaporizes into wood vapor, which is pretty much how a lot of that stuff works. But then that sort of gets churned up in the burn chamber, and that longer burn chamber and then the longer heat riser sort of allows it to combust completely. And then it, blasts off your cooktop plate, and, it basically, all of the hot gases continue fighting to sort of stay on top until they cool off to a point in which they evacuated. And that longer sort of dwell time in the unit also allows for a more efficient heat transfer of heat out of the heater and into your home, which is one of the other issues with conventional wood burners. Is generally they'll start a fire, but then they'll send all the heat up a chimney. So it's efficient in a multitude of ways, and I generally not much for the environmental agenda, but I do think that the world would be a better place if more people started using rocket heaters. And not
well, of
just
course it
we
would.
Sell.
And every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. Now, with a sale like that going, which goes until Tuesday the 14th, Valentine's Day sale, if a person was to place a sale, an order, we have rocket heaters in stock and ready for immediate shipment, don't we, sir?
Oh, absolutely. We just finished up a batch yesterday. By finished up, I mean actually having crates finished up and pushed to the wall. So there's still some more crating that needs to get finished with them, but I've got easily quite a number of heaters. I don't know, probably somewhere to the tune of probably about 24 once it's all done. So I
know people are used to taking delivery of very expensive large things packed in cardboard. My wife got me a flat screen TV and it arrived undamaged, thank goodness, in a cardboard container. But what we shipped a rocket heater in is not a flimsy cardboard container. It's a custom built wood crate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually have a jig that we use to build our own pallets out of locally sourced oak. The heaters get bolted onto those pallets, and then we sort of industrial saran wrap the whole kit and caboodle, and then build a wood crate around that. And the whole year, I don't think I've had any of them get damaged by shipping. So it's definitely come a long ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a lot of features that are very desirable. And one of the things that people are always cost conscious to get a stove equivalent efficiency, 99.5% efficient, means you'll be spending roughly twice as much money, which is one downside. Another downside is electronics involved in these other high efficiency stoves. And that's not the case with a rocket heater. We have no electronics. It's simply steel. And American steel that's been cut and bended and welded by Americans in beautiful Bergen, Missouri. We bought an old shoe factory a year and a half ago and 29,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We have all Americans working there, all American steel. And another feature is the 16-inch diameter flat top that you can use for heating water, making coffee, cooking a meal, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. We've done it here in the shop. Generally recommend people work with a trivet. But now that we're sort of coming to the end of the winter season, it's allowing us to sort of shift our focus away from, basically full speed production and start taking a look at some of the other ways that we can do to sort of improve the heater itself, but also to improve sort of the overall package. One of the things I think we're going to have coming out this year is actually a cookbook designed for cooking on a rocket stove. Not sure when that's going to happen, but I've heard it's in the works. We've got some other things to work on. Certainly the factory, it's been raining the past few days and, we've got some holes, actually found a new hole in the roof that we're going to have to be patching. So we're going to be able to take care of some of that and, make the shop a better place to work. But,
well, 29,000 square feet is, roughly, I don't know exactly, but roughly about the size of a football field, isn't it?
I haven't done that math, but yeah, it's big.
It's big.
Yeah, it's.
And that
it's,
roof's been there since, for about 70 years or so, hasn't it?
I couldn't even tell you. It's
well, the original roof. Shape. I think 1952 was the original building. Of course, it was added on to over the decades. But yeah. So the standard color is a very nice satin black, which is what the color of mine is. Here's just sitting a few feet from me. But there's other three optional colors that cost
two,
a little bit extra.
Two now.
Actually,
what yeah, we discontinued the Patriot Blue because we were having supply issues, or issues with the supplier, I should say. Currently we're offering our standard alternative colors are, Mojave Red and Forest Green. We are looking at adding maybe another color to the roster. We're just trying to make sure that everything we send out is of the quality that we expect. So,
right. And if people want to spend a bit more money, they can get a different color, custom color. And I walked in the shop a few weeks ago and saw that one with a gold coating on it. It was just stunning, the beauty of it, the flawless coating on it, which was absolutely flawless. And it was done, I would say, the quality was just as good as a brand new Corvette. I mean, beautiful, flawless finish. And if a person is willing to spend the money, they can do that, can't they?
Oh, yeah, we'll do anything that we can do. And it's, but yeah, that gold one does attract the eye, that's for sure. So
no doubt whatsoever. Your question or comment about the rocket heater, maybe you have one yourself, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Now, while the men work, the production workers, 4 10-hour days a week, and you're there, what, another 10 to 20 hours above that, Brady?
I don't count.
You don't keep track, do you?
No, just if it needs doing, it needs doing. Then I try to get on while also trying to, you know, sometimes the laundry in my house suffers as a result. So
a little side note, one of our production workers, he has a hobby restoring early 1950s truck.
It is a Class 7 truck. So this is basically a Mack truck. He found an old, I believe it's a Rio. You know, very, very antique, very hard to find. And yeah, he's been working on that. He just got a replacement motor out of an old fire truck that was actually converted to run on propane, so that's
a good thing.
Going in there, yeah, it'll have two carburetors on it, so he can, you know, multi-fuel it. But yeah, it's just one of the things that he does sort of in his off time. He's pretty much always there.
My recollection is that truck was built, I believe, in the early 50s. Do you know the exact year it was manufactured?
I think it was a 53. Okay,
I was thinking about
like that.
52, 53 along that line. Yeah, that's quite a project to take on an antique vehicle of that vintage that is so big and so heavy.
Especially if you're trying to, you know, it's one thing if you're just trying to, you know, like savor the body panels and slap them on something newer, but no, he's trying to redo it all, and like a lot of the parts aren't made, and some of them for good reason. Like all of the tires and wheels on that thing are actually split rims, which they stopped using because they had a tendency to explode after, you know, putting air in them. And you can't really, it's one of these things where in order to adapt to a modern wheel pattern, you would actually have to change the hubs. And in order to change the hubs, you would have to change the axle. And so there's like a whole level of re-engineering that goes into it. That's just, what?
It makes my 1969 Triumph look like a piece of cake by comparison. My. Well, is he going to take the off the frame and start from the frame up?
Right now it's pretty much a steering wheel and some tires stuck to a couple of iron bars.
Amazing.
And then everything else is sort of that, but he's I think he's been sandblasting some of the stuff. So
I just mentioned this project as an example of the quality and the skills of the men working at Liberator Rocket Heaters to take on a project like this in his spare time. And we've made room in the factory at no charge for this young man to do this, haven't we?
Oh yeah. And you know, we got another guy that's working on you know, an 80s one-ton dump bed.
Oh really?
Truck. Yeah, it's pushed up against the wall, so it's a little bit harder to see, but yeah,
I haven't definitely looked at that project. An amazing collection of men with great skills to metalworking is a tough and dangerous job. I mean, working with equipment to cut, bend, and weld metal means things that can take off a finger or a hand in a second, right?
Absolutely.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexicans, the Snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Sing with Brady, and he is a production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. There is a Valentine's Day sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters in effect right now until midnight the 14th, $50 off the Liberated Rocket Heater. That's a tank of gas for most people, isn't it, Brady?
I don't even know what gas is these days other than expensive.
It's a tank of gas for most people. If you got a pickup truck with an extra large tank, it's not going to fill it up, but $50 is $50. And that sale is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. You're sending me a check or a money order. Be sure it's postmarked before midnight the 14th. If you're calling my toll-free airline to place your order, don't ask my order takers. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order for your Liberated Rocket Heater at my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9494. 9543. As soon as that order is processed, it will be shipped, and we will place a phone call to you to make sure somebody is there when the truck arrives. Right, Brady?
Well, it's actually, yeah, it's we're going to call and confirm the shipping address before it goes out. Generally, me or Star, you know, getting before it hits the truck. And then you should also get another call from the freight company to actually schedule the delivery with you. So if you've got, well, you know, I'm only off on Tuesdays or Fridays or you know, after four only, whatever the case may be, you know, you can actually let the freight company know, because they understand what a, you know, this is not your typical Amazon package. Somebody's going to show up and leave on your front porch. This is, you know, a 300-pound crate, 5 foot tall, with the pellet hopper, and you know, they understand that it's going to take a little bit of coordination, and so they want to make sure that everything's done right. So
absolutely, and that's what we do. We do everything right at Liberator, don't we?
Well, nobody's perfect, but we certainly do our best to always be trying to get there. So
that's right, and this is an opportunity to get a beautiful stove. I think it's beautiful. Other, you know, this matter of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think mine's beautiful, sitting there at the edge of my living room, and save money and have a way to heat your home if the power grid goes down. That's really some peace of mind, knowing that you're not dependent on the power grid to stay warm and cozy, are you? Brady?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I say you're not dependent on the power grid to stay warm and cozy when you got the Liberator.
No, that's actually a big part of why we built it the way we built it, is because we want people to, you know, be able to stay warm, stay alive, cook some food, regardless of what happens, you know, without the power grid. And that's something a lot of the more modern, you know, wood and pellet stoves that actually do pass the EPA have in common, is that they ultimately depend on some kind of electric grid to function.
Right.
So, you know, if the power goes out for whatever reason, then so does your heat,
right,
which kind of negates the point of having a wood burner in the first place. So,
well, our stove burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. We're not aware of any other stove that does it. Ours is the only one that we're aware of, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, it really is, other than maybe, you know, throwing like handfuls of pellets inside an old barrel stove or something like that. But, you know, it's ours is the one that does it, that you can actually buy on the market today. The old barrel stoves you can't, unless you're way out in the country. So it is, in my opinion, the best stove on the marketplace, period, hands down, end of story. We beat the others by pretty much most margins.
We encourage people to compare what these stoves do, compare the efficiency,
absolutely,
compare the price, and we're very confident you'll settle on the rocket. So one, and we encourage people to make those comparisons, don't we?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I did have a guy call up looking for something that he wanted to be able to integrate it with his thermostat and stuff like that. And I was just like, well, like, we can make it hot, but, you know, you're going to need some other stuff if you want to do that, and give him some ideas. And he was just like, oh, but I can't just, you know, load it up, walk away, and then forget about it until next year. No, that's not. You know, these are an active sort of device that you actually have to interact with, and it's not a set and forget sort of system to like climate control your house. But it is the reliability and the safety factor of knowing that you can stay alive pretty much whatever comes at you.
Brady, we appreciate you being with us. We look forward to hearing about next Friday. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lord.
Have a good one.
Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Rhonda. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Turn there, I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, listen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until Tuesday the 14th at midnight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. And a sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters as well. Valentine's Day sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters, $50 off. Once again, when you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. You can call my toll-free order line to place your order. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just place your order. I take care of refunding the sale price manually. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in the beautiful mountains of Colorado where people come to vacation from all over the world. They come to go skiing from all over the world. She has a retail business where people come in and visit with her and make purchases. And we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Life Vantage products into your life like I have will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
You sound very perky this morning, my dear.
I've been up since 5:30 because I have to go to Denver today. My dog's down to the kennel.
Uh-huh. Well, that's going to be... And how far is it? How far is that Denver trip for you?
It's 2 hours each way.
Oh, boy. That's about the same as me going to St. Louis, about a two-hour trip. Well, Randy, the ski season is in full force there in your neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, it's beautiful. We've had tons of snow this year.
Well, if you like snow, that's the place to be. Personally, I don't particularly care for snow. I spent 3 days out in with the Army on a training exercise. The daytime highs were 10 above. The nighttime lows 10 below. And everything that kept me going those 3 days, I carried on my back. My shelter, my food, my clothes, of course, my weapons and everything that we carried as Green Berets. I didn't quite get frostbite, but I came real close to it. My ears now are very tender when it comes to cold as a consequence. But if people like that, I say more power to them. Enjoy it. My daughter is one of those people. She went snowshoeing last weekend with her husband up in the mountains of Washington State. Well, Randy, you have visitors from all over the world to come in your shop, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of people from South America. I had people in the store yesterday from Australia. And it's cold right now. It's 0 degrees where I'm sitting at the moment outside in my car. it's blue sky day in Colorado.
What's your daytime high going to be there? About 10 above maybe?
I think it'll get up closer to maybe 20 or 25.
Okay. And you have discussions with folks coming to your shop, and there has to be discussions about COVID and the vaccination that come up occasionally, don't they?
Yes, they do. Definitely.
You know, what are you hearing from these people? Are you hearing anybody? I have a specific question, and I have another question for you also. I'm going to ask you to do a little research if you can. Is there any discussion about regrets people have got the clot shot, as we call it?
I have a few personal friends who have regretted the shot that have mentioned it to me. Typically, I don't bring it up. I let them bring it up. And, you know, because I don't want to be one of those people that said, I told you so. But,
right. You
know, fortunately, I knew not to go down that path.
Well, that's just being a mature adult. Now, Ronnie, I got a research project for you, should you decide to accept it. If you happen to know a man or a woman who works at a hospital or works with a doctor's office, your assignment is to find out what changes, if any, there have been in babies being born in your area. What I'm hearing is, in Metro St. Louis, men and women are being laid off from hospitals that work in the area of delivering babies because, quote-unquote, there's no babies being born. I don't know if it's exactly no babies, but not enough to keep the full staff. So I'm interested to find out if you can learn anything in your neighborhood, what's going on in the same area. Can you accept that assignment?
Yes, actually, I know a young lady who, since she got two of the shots within the last year, had 3 miscarriages. And then she finally was able to have a baby, but I've heard the baby is very quiet and very, very just not as reactive as the normal baby would be. And I'm sure she had all the shots, including the boosters. And
of course,
I know that she's feeding her child. So,
well,
it's not a good thing.
It's not. So that's a good starting point. And that's one example. My request is to talk to a healthcare professional with access to real numbers of babies being born alive, stillbirths where the baby is born dead. And if you can get that between now and next Friday and report back. I've also given the same assignment to Deputy Hendricks down there in Mississippi. I want to get kind of a firsthand reports from people around the country about what's going on. This woman wanted to have a baby really bad, to go through 3 miscarriages before she successfully had a child. She was very serious about having a child, wasn't she?
Yes, definitely. And I've seen her out with the baby. The baby looks normal. It's just I've heard that it's a very quiet baby, which, you know, it might be just fine, but that's not what I'm hearing also. But well, I will take that assignment.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, Rondi, I have a small personal crisis here. I ran out of Axio.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's a personal crisis. I normally have a quart. I drink a quart during my show. My new order hasn't arrived yet. And it's such a refreshing drink, an energy drink that is actually healthy compared to some of these monster drinks and Gatorade and these things that are taking. There's a semi-tractor trailer of Gatorade in the neighborhood dropping off their products recently. As I've said many times, if I was king, I would make Gatorade illegal. But I'm not king, and I can't make it illegal. But Axio, that's AXIO from Life Vantage, is actually a very healthy energy drink, isn't it?
It is. It has a lot of B vitamins. It has some great other ingredients that are just really good for our bodies. And it gives us a lot of mind and brain energy, too. So it gives us more of a laser focus throughout the day. But I drink mine every single morning. I have the green grape. And there's other flavors that are excellent. Red raspberry is another one that I love that's decaffeinated. The green grape that I drink has caffeine in it, but it's only like 1 cup of green tea. So it's really good for you.
I've ordered some of the lemonade. I'm looking forward to the lemonade flavor. Have you tried it?
I have. It's really good. Delicious.
I'm looking forward to getting that. Of course, I have a great supply of Protandim Nerf 2 and Life Vantage IC Bright that I take every morning. And no apologies. I'm a Life Vantage dealer. I like these products. I make use of myself. And I know you like to give a disclaimer. Rondi, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yes, I don't work for Life Vantage, but I am an independent consultant. And I've been with the company for 13 years, and I've been taking Protandim every single day. It's an amazing plant-based product that reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, and it's a cumulative product. Amazing. It helps a lot of people with inflammation.
Absolutely. It is an amazing product and relatively inexpensive. And easy to get. I've got a really nice supply of Protandim Nerf 2, and the IC Bright is it's India Charlie Bright, is another product that's supposed to help keep your eyes and your vision healthy, correct?
Yes, that's an amazing product as well. The thing about Life Vantage is they put a lot of research into their ingredients and into their products. So I know when they take the time to do that I'm taking a very good line of products that have been heavily researched.
All right. Now, do you have an energy cleaner yourself, Rondi?
I do not.
You do not?
Well, this is in one soon, though.
Well, with the sale going on, you might want to take advantage of the sale, the Valentine's Day sale. I know you're very diligent about being healthy and wanting to stay healthy. I think you'll really like the energy cleaner. It'll help you sleep better than you've slept in years, probably. Minor aches and pains, even major aches and pains, will be helped. And you might want to take advantage of the sale, Rondi, too. Keep on the track that you're on. Of course, you have good genes. Your father just turned 90 last year, and having good genes and does help, but it can't do everything by itself, can it?
No. We have to eat right. We have to get enough sleep. It's good to be active. don't drink a lot of soda, don't drink a lot of alcohol, and definitely don't smoke. There's a lot of good things we can do for our bodies.
Well, we have a lot of smokers in my area. We still have smoking areas in restaurants around here. I doubt you have that in your neighborhood, do you?
Colorado is one of the healthiest states. And we do not have smoking sections in any of the restaurants.
Right, right. Well, we do. And the smokers, God bless them. I, whenever I see somebody smoking, I just think to myself, well, there's a person who's not very smart. But but they choose to... If they choose to commit suicide one cigarette at a time, that's their choice. And I respect that choice to commit suicide one cigarette at a time. If it was just plain tobacco, as the Indians smoked it, it wouldn't be a big deal. But there's many, many harmful chemicals in these tobacco products, isn't there?
Yeah, I've heard there's thousands of harmful chemicals in each cigarette.
Absolutely. I don't want to dwell on that. But something I do say a lot is that the Life Vantage products can Pro-Tam Nerf too. The energy cleaner is great, but you need to have a healthy lifestyle, which we're talking about. Great nutrition, clean water, a moderate amount of exercise, and a positive mental attitude. Your mental attitude has a lot to do with it, doesn't it?
It does, and that's another good thing about Pro-Tandem. There's an ingredient called ashwagandha that's a mood elevator. So when you take it, it really helps with elevating your mood. Axio does the same thing.
Okay. Well, I got some bad news here. The Center for Disease Creation has added the COVID jab to the children vaccination list for children, recommended vaccinations for American children's toddlers and babies, a list used by public schools to determine which shot a child must have to start schools. So they now recommend healthy children 6 months older, 6 months and older, get two doses of either Moderna or Pfizer, and at least one booster. That's very tragic and disturbing news, isn't it, Rondi?
It's very disturbing considering that it was only introduced as emergency use authorization in the first place. It should never
and it's still that way. It's still not.
Exactly.
It's still not FDA approved. It never will be FDA approved, because to do that, they would have to reveal all the testing they did for years before it was released. Not 6 or 9 months, but years. And we already have the public, the public release, 9 pages, single space of all the side effects of these of the Pfizer vaccine. It's tragic. It should be illegal, but that's exactly what they're doing, isn't it?
Yes, and the good news is that there are 2 people in the last few days in Switzerland that are being prosecuted by the Swiss Attorney General, or I think I sent it to you last night. It just came out in the last 3 days, and it's a really amazing lawsuit, and it's one that actually has legs to stand on. I would encourage everyone to do their own due diligence to find that article.
Do you know offhand what is the basis of the prosecution, if you happen to know?
It's about mandating the shot for the citizens of Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
And it's going against the leader of Switzerland and the director of the Department of Health. And came through like in the last 3 days.
It's about time. I know when the Swiss mandated it, it disappointed me. I have a lot of respect for the Swiss, their culture, their people, their economy. And I was really, really disappointed to see that Switzerland had mandated these vaccines. And that's very positive that's happening. Rondi, your dad was an Olympic ski competitor back in the 1950s, and he just turned 90. Has he been on a ski slope yet this year?
He has not, and the main reason is because of the he flipped his vehicle in November and hurt his hand. So it's hard to hold a ski pole when you're skiing. So he's recovering very fast because he can't wait to get back out there.
I bet he can't. Well, I know he likes to ski at least three times a week during the season, and I'm sure he misses it greatly. But
he does.
We help people here with the LifeVantage products. The very first, the flagship product, of course, was Protandim Nerve 2, which I take every day. I really like the Axio energy drinks. You can get them with caffeine or without. And the sweeteners are not sugar, are they?
It's all stevia. It's sweetened with stevia, which is also a plant.
Right.
Our products are plant-based.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can spend $5,000 on a stove with 75% efficiency or less than $3,000 for one with 99.5% efficiency. Your choice. Well, we have with us Rondi, and we've been talking about ProtanoNerf 2, talking about the Axio products, products that will help you achieve your goals of having a fun, healthy, productive lifestyle. Right, Rondi?
Absolutely. We have a bunch of other products, too, that are great for your skin care, your hair care, your overall body care. It's an amazing line of products, and I take most of them. Except the pet product.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I want to remind people, the Energy Cleaner is a Valentine's Day sale until Monday, Tuesday evening at midnight, the 14th of Valentine's Day. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Liberated Rocket Heaters, a $50 off sale for Valentine's Day. That sale ends at midnight, the 14th as well. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. And I have a toll-free our line to order your mattress pad, your Energy Cleaner, your Liberated Rocket Heater, toll-free our line 24 hours a day. The order takers won't have a clue about the sale. Don't ask them about it. Just go ahead and call 800-592-9543. Well, Rondi, we move forward with what I refer to frequently as a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. That's what our country has become, hasn't it?
Yeah, it feels like Groundhog's Day every single day.
We're trying to get through this...
Nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know what it's going to take to fix it, but in the meantime, we take care of ourselves and our families, don't we?
Absolutely. And be strong in our faith.
We should be strong in our faith. And ultimately, this is a spiritual battle, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of good versus evil going on right now in the world, and we just need to keep our eyes on God.
Roger that. I agree, absolutely. Well, Rondi, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to visiting with you next Friday.
Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay, thank you very much. What a week. What a week. I'm making inquiries to follow up with what Steve Bannoon has requested. I hope to have more to report on to him on that inquiries. And if you have first-hand knowledge about babies being born in your neighborhood, what has changed since 2020, before the clot shots were introduced? What's changed? Are the same amount of babies being born? Is there less babies being born? Are more babies being born? It's very important, and if you can find out that information from a private trusted source in your neighborhood, I'd love to hear about that. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And Lord, please, God bless my wonderful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the big, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in. Even larger state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.